All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, we still have some time between now and the start of the 2017 NFL season, but things aren't really looking good right now for the New York Jets. And I say that because recently they have been parting with veteran players like hotcakes. Already, of course, this offseason, former Jets wide receiver Brandon Marshall signed with the New York Giants. We saw safety Calvin Pryor traded to the Cleveland Browns. And then earlier this week, the Jets released longtime linebacker David Harris. And there is also the potential for them to either trade or release wide receiver Eric Decker. And you look at this Jets organization, they have failed to make the postseason since 2010. And since the Jets' last trip to the postseason, they have only had one winning record, in which they went 10-6 during the 2015 NFL season, which was the first year under the regime of general manager Mike Maccagnan and head coach Todd Bowles. And in that season, the Jets had a nice complimentary package of veteran players who still had a little something in the tank. But it went by the wayside for Gangrene last year, and it never got on track. And their biggest issue is at the quarterback position. And you look at this offseason right now, of course, training camp is set to begin next month. The Jets still have those questions at quarterback. You also look at their needs on the offensive line, in their linebacking unit, and then their secondary as well, primarily at the cornerback position. And things are really not looking good for the Jets. I know some people are going out there and saying that they're possibly tanking. And when you look at it, you have to question it, because the Jets, they have one of the best defensive lines in football, make no mistake about it. And they're looking to have more and a better team chemistry this year. And I think that starts with, that comes from head coach Todd Bowles, because he is one of the more likable guys around the NFL. But you look at this Jets team as a whole, parting with David Harris, he was a veteran guy and he was a presence in that locker room. Eric Decker had been injured last year, so I'm not surprised with the Jets looking to move on from him. The same can be said with Brandon Marshall, as he had his issues with defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson. And the Jets had soured on Calvin Pryor. But you just don't see the talent infusion coming in right now, as the Jets are in a full-out rebuild. And a credit to Maccagnan, he's not going out there and reaching for talent, and he's trying to draft and develop guys. But I'll look at it like this. If you're a Jets fan and you follow this team throughout their existence, I think it's the right thing to have somebody to sit back and admit, you know what, we're not good, we're not close to being good, and basically we need to start from scratch. And that is what the Jets need to do. I know that there are going to be some frustrated fans that follow this team, but guess what? You've been frustrated since Super Bowl III. So that was more than 40 years ago. So if you've been frustrated that long, you can be frustrated a few more years as the Jets look to get things turned around. It's not going to be pretty for the Jets here in 2017. You already know that they're going to have to face the New England Patriots twice in that division. You have an up-and-coming Miami Dolphins team as well as the Buffalo Bills. So it's a situation for the Jets. You know, 3-13 or 4-12 is a possible reality. I know the Jets want to go out there and say that they're going to try to shock some people, but it simply does not work that way. And I'm looking at this Jets team. It's going to be a struggle this season. Some people might say that they're tanking, but any way that you look at it, if you are a person that follows Gangrene, this is going to be a long haul. And the bad news is, it's the beginning of June, they don't even report to training camp until July. And then, of course, that could just make the season longer than it already is. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.